For many, this is the hymn that begins the Christmas celebration, as a single treble voice pierces the silence of King's College Chapel at the service of 9 lessons and carols. The words were written as a poem for children to help explain a clause in the Apostles' Creed, painting a picture of Jesus who was born of the Virgin Mary in a lowly cattle shed. But the incarnation is anything but lowly in this hymn, for while Jesus is little, weak, and helpless, he is also God and Lord of all. These tensions between Jesus' humanity and divinity spill over into our world today. Royal David's city is now a place full of tension, where peace is fleeting and where walls divide. And thus we cling to the hope offered in this hymn, that our eyes at last shall see him, set at God's right hand on high.
One